Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Tage Thompson near
does
it, circle.
Does that just come to you?
No, it doesn't really. Here's a quick shot scores. That comes right in front of the net. And that is a big goal for Zach Benson. It's his first of the year. This one's going to count. And the Sabres are up 3-2 with yet another power play goal.
Zach Benson, 14:46 mark of the power play of the second period, is all Buffalo would need right there. That put Buffalo up 3-2, and that's how it ends. 3-2, your game-winning goal is our goal of the game. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. But in this one, in terms of who came up big for Buffalo, we're going to go right to our save of the game, Alex Lyon. Coming up big tonight as Buffalo holds on.
Hughes high at the line, spins to his backhand, no shot there. Now forehand with a shot, and Lyon stares that down with a Lyon stare to keep it tied at two apiece.
Yeah, Lyon roaring through this game, outstanding in net. That's our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 3-2 Buffalo, it's their first road regulation win of the season. Yep. And it's December 12th, so 2 months plus, and they get their first regulation road win. And an outstanding effort down the stretch by their goaltender and some key block shots down the stretch as well. So Buffalo's outshot 12-2 in period three, and they got it in. I guess you got to give them credit for that. All right, Paul Hamilton. Paul, got to give him some credit for figuring it out. Let's start with the goaltending by Lyon and the block shots down the stretch. I thought that was some key components of figuring out a way to hold on despite being outshot 12-2 there in the third.
Actually 11-2 now, but still you get the point. I think Alex Lyon figured it out, to be quite honest with you. He stole a game for him. He absolutely stole a game from him. He made some great, great saves in the third period. They did get a couple of key blocks right outside of a minute. Greenway and Kozak both had key block shots there, but Lyon just made some phenomenal saves in the third period and kept the Sabres not only in the game but kept the Sabres ahead, and Buffalo winds up with the victory because of it.
Really outstanding work, Paul. I mean, the shots here in this game end up 31-15. The shot attempts were super one-sided. I'm going to add them up for you here in a second. But the block shots, too, down the stretch. Greenway had a big one there late.
Yeah, Greenway and Kozak back-to-back. They did. And it was Greenway. He had the first one. Then Kozak had the second one. And I always tell you about Kozak, like in Rochester, how he will just do anything to win a hockey game. He will put his face in front of a puck. He doesn't care. And it's just amazing, you know, what he does when it comes to that kind of thing. So kudos to him. A lot of people don't really realize what Kozak brings to the team and what he brings to the hockey game. He's the type of player you need. If you're going to have a winning team, he's a winning hockey player. He plays to win, and that's why I say, you know, once the Sabres get it figured out a little bit and they have an energy line, Kozak needs to be centering it. You know, Kozak, Malenstein, even Dunn. If that's my energy line, I can have a good team with those guys as my energy line and be quite fine with the whole thing. So to me, Kozak is definitely a part of this team for what he brings, and he does score the odd goal every now and then too, but that was a great example right there down the stretch, blocking that shot, and it's not the first time we've seen him do that.
3-2 Buffalo as they get their first regulation road win of the season. They'll be at Seattle Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Let's get in a couple more of our final stats here. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. 11-2 now, the shots as they are updated, as Paul mentioned. 31-15 in the game. The shot attempts, 83-37. 83-37. I mean, that is massive right there.
They absolutely got outplayed. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Again, their goaltender, and we haven't said that a lot this year, where you know the goaltender wins a hockey game for you, and it's part of their problem, why they have a problem, because they don't always get the goaltending, but they certainly got the goaltending in this game. And then on the Sassone breakaway, I understand it was a giveaway and all that, but still, I could use a save there. It's not an easy save, but I could use a save on that breakaway there and didn't get it. That's my only criticism of him all night. I mean, he didn't get a star, which blows my mind. I mean, the stars were Dahlin, Thompson, and Sassone, and I mean, Lyon should be the first, second, and third star of the game.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, Paul, well, thank you for doing that. Our three stars brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts. You're ready to improve your home comforts game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com.
Now, are three stars the official ones, or do we got to go with Vancouver's three stars?
No. Your three stars are Lyon. You are right,
yes,
for sure.
I'm giving
Although,
it to Paul.
Yes, I agree. Give it to Paul. Although, I'm not saying that, obviously, you need three goals to win this game, Paul. You always want their best players to be their best players. We usually go with the trio of Thompson, Tuck, and Dahlin. Tuck out tonight due to sickness, but Dahlin and Thompson both come through with multi-point games.
I would take Thompson out, put Dahlin second, and Lyon first. I'd go Lyon, Dahlin, and Sassone.
Yep. Thompson, his 15th. And an assist on the Benson goal. Dahlin gets his third and an assist. And then, of course, Benson, his first of the season on the power play, ends up being the game winner. Even just more on the third, Paul, just some things I thought frustrating. Buffalo has a 3-on-1 with a few minutes left. I'm thinking they can seal it here. McLeod's coming down with a ton of speed. I believe he was the one carrying the puck, and they didn't even get a shot. And I think even one of the three players on the 3-on-1 maybe went off for a change in the middle of the rush.
Yeah, it was a 2-on-1 by the time it got to the net, and he will pass it every time. Goaltenders know that too. He never shoots, never on a 2-on-1. And that he actually had to turn around and back pass it to a guy who was covered. I believe it was Quinn, and Quinn was had two guys on him.
Yeah, they screwed that up.
Yeah, I don't know how you get through to Ryan McLeod that he's got to start shooting the puck there, but he never does, and the goaltender can always count on him going to pass the puck, and so can the other team. So just take the pass away, and you're going to stop at 2-on-1 if he's leading it.
Yep. Paul, what does this win mean for the bigger picture here? We know, obviously, for anybody that listened to our flagship today on WGR when we talked about when the Sabres were coming up, we know that there's been talk about, is it time to make a GM change? I know people are saying things here and there. We know, obviously, Terry Pegula has been extremely patient with Kevin Adams, and you and I have both said many times, and Paul, you're leading the charge, that it's time. Terry Pegula gave Kevin Adams every opportunity and more than he needed or should have earned to show whether or not he was going to turn this team around, and hasn't. Does this change anything in your eyes, how this went tonight?
Well, this owner can't get mesmerized if they come home with three straight wins. If he had a plan of firing Adams when this was over and they got home, then I don't care what they do in Seattle. Because at the end of the day, that would be three straight wins and three wins in their last six. Well, three wins in your last six isn't that good. And then you would have five wins in your last eight, and then five wins in your last 10. And then you're going to go back to a four or five game losing streak not too far after that. So, yeah, that's nice that you could wind up coming home with three straight wins, although the Sabres are horrendous in their existence against the Seattle Kraken.
That's
they
right.
just do not match up against the Seattle Kraken at all. So, you know, that's going to be a tough one for them. But whatever the result is, in my mind, Monday morning has to be on to a new general manager and maybe even a new coach. Who knows? Maybe it's me. Maybe because I'm kind of looking for it. I have seen the camera on the bench in this game and the last game, and I swear Seth Appert's coaching the team. The way I'm watching Seth Appert go up and down the bench like a head coach would, and Lindy Ruff's kind of standing behind him. As I said, maybe I'm just seeing things and looking into things that aren't there.
Right.
But it just seems to me, in my experience of watching coaches, it seems to me Seth Appert is coaching the team in the last two games.
Well, he's 2-0 unofficially, if we're keeping track, based upon your...
He coached the team, I think, to a win when Granato got sick, did he not? I know Adams coached the team to a loss.
I'm
pretty sure Seth Appert came up and won. And maybe he's coached two games. Because I hate the fact that if a coach comes up like that, that should go against Seth Appert's record, not Granato's record. Or, you know, Kevin Adams should have an 0-1 record because he's the head coach for that game. I've never understood that, why, you know, if somebody else is actually coaching the team, why it should go on the record of the coach that isn't there. But that's the way they do it.
Paul, you're questioning how the NHL does their stats? I've never heard that from you before.
I've never in my career questioned the NHL, ever.
You mean
ever.
How if I get a shutout, but it goes to a shootout, I don't get a win, or I do get a shutout, though, but I don't get a win, or it counts for the team, but not for the goalie. Yeah, all that fun stuff, right?
Yeah, the NHL never, ever makes mistakes.
No. Wins are when you lose, it's winless if it happens in overtime, but it's a loss if it's in regulation. Yeah, all these fun stats, and you know, we love the NHL for that, obviously.
Hey, and actually, Buffalo, I know people will always say Buffalo gets screwed by the officials, but the officials were on the Sabres side this game, especially in the third period. Doan took two ridiculous penalties right in a row and didn't get called for either one of them. It's like, what are you doing? you're getting run over here as a team, and you didn't get the first one, and the fans were going wild, and then he took another one. It was like right afterwards, and he didn't get called for that one either. And I'm like, whoa, boy, you really lucked out on that one. The Sabres were very fortunate on that string of plays.
3-2 Buffalo. They beat Vancouver. Paul Hamilton here with me, Brian Colsey, on the post game. Let's get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. A couple of tweets, Paul, I want to read here. First of all, we got to thank this guy here, a Sabres fan, 42069, says, you guys are the real heroes for staying up this late. Thank you. All right, well, I appreciate that.
I'm up this late anyway. I'm lucky if I'm ever in bed by 2 a.m.
Paul, you're working 24/7 all the time. You're never sleeping.
But I don't have to be up at 5:30 to teach kids like
That's
you
right.
do. You're a teacher where...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know, I teach, my day starts very often at 6 o'clock at night when we get ready to do a hockey game. So it's a little different. Your day starts at 6 a.m. Yeah. Mine starts at 6 p.m.
That's true. A little different. Chris says, Chris Sabres 88 says, makes a difference when we get a real NHL goalie in the net for us. Baller God 25 says, I think they got to let Lyon ride. His presence in the net was big for us tonight. Paul, you have been on the train of pick somebody and let them go. I mean, whether it's Lyon or Luukkonen or whoever, you just would like someone to maybe get an extended chance, right?
I agree with that fan. All right, fine. Ride Lyon for a while. I told you, I don't care. Pick one. Yeah. And if the fan feels that it's Lyon, great. Ride him. You know, I zero problem with that. He's won two in a row. You know, after he hadn't won a game since Toronto on October 24th. So, yeah, that's what they have to do. If you're going to get one of these three goaltenders to be your number one goaltender and to get on a roll, you got to give him an opportunity to get on a roll. And none of them get that opportunity. It's like they play well, and then something goes wrong, and then they're out, and it's on to the next guy. And that I blame Lindy Ruff for. I mean, I know Kevin Adams takes a lot of heat, and deservedly so. But I think Lindy Ruff handles these goaltenders. I know he doesn't want three goaltenders, but that's what he's got. And I think he does a horrible job handling this situation. And they should. And it's a couple of days before you play in Seattle. You don't play till the 14th. Today's the 11th. Well, now it's the 12th. But when the game started, it was the 11th. And you know, Seattle's not bad. They're not going to go there tonight. They're going to go there tomorrow, so everybody should be rested. So there's no reason why Lyon can't play in Seattle. And then it's 4 days before you come home to play the Philadelphia Flyers. So there's no reason why he couldn't play against the Flyers. And it's two more days before you host the New York Islanders, and you have a back-to-back with the Islanders and the Devils. So he plays one of those games. And then he can finish up against the Ottawa Senators and go home for Christmas. So, absolutely, I think the fan is absolutely correct. I'm sorry, I don't remember what his name was. And, you know, let Lyon or somebody get on a roll.
Yep. Baller God 25, you have the respect of Paul for thinking that. Jordan LaBarber from the Sabres, from Sabres.com, says, Paul, that the Sabres had a now season-high 27 blocked shots tonight. That was obviously a big part of the win.
Yes, it was on top of Lyon, and you know, we have already set a couple of the block shots. Kozak had another one earlier in the game that I wrote in my notes and put out there that I thought was a huge block shot too. I'm trying to find it in my notes to see if it was on a penalty kill or not. It doesn't really matter, but it was a very timely block shot, and I thought a key play because the Sabres were starting. He sold out. It was in the second period right after Thompson scored. Thompson scored at 9:12, and it was my next note that it was just a great block shot by Kozak because he totally sold out after the Sabres had scored a goal.
Yep. All right, Paul. Well, Seattle is up next. They have the actual Friday night off, Saturday night off, and then Sunday night are in Seattle. And as you've mentioned, the record against the Kraken in their short existence has been putrid. So we'll see if they can maybe add one in the right.
Maybe they've won one game over the years against Seattle.
Yeah, I think one is right. Yeah.
And it's just recently. I mean, they had lost every game for a while. And I think it's recently that they finally won one game against the Kraken.
They're 1-7. I just looked it up. 1-7 all time against Seattle.
Yeah. They've played them 8 times already. Boy, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to be like a grandfather of 9 kids like tomorrow or something. It just, time flies. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a big part of the tough matchup with Seattle, I mean, they're a bigger team than Buffalo. They always seem to outwork Buffalo, too.
Well, the Sabres have gotten bigger, which they needed to do. I mean, now that you have Dunn in the lineup and Greenway and Samuelson and Malenstein and Kozak. Not Kozak's not big. I'm sorry. I said Dunn already. Tuck and Thompson are big men. Thompson's playing more like a power forward than he has in the past. He's, I think, gotten stronger in the offseason, and that's where I've noticed it, is in battles and things like that. But he's, you know, tends to be able to win battles better since he's gotten stronger. So, you know, I would consider him a big man. At least, you know, he's gotten better at playing that way. So, and Kesselring is huge, you know, and not afraid to hit when he's healthy. I don't want to forget him. So, you know, they've got some big guys and have gotten bigger as they've gone along here.
Yep. All right, Paul, well, thank you so much for your work tonight. Appreciate it. We will talk Sunday night with the Sabres and the Kraken from Seattle.
Yes, enjoy class tomorrow morning at 6 or 7 or whenever class starts.
Thank you. Yes, it'll be an early alarm clock for sure. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here on the post game. Lindy Ruff meeting with the media right now in Vancouver. He just said Alex Tuck really tried to go, but just was too sick. So that's why Tuck ended up being a late scratch. And that's how we got to see Trevor Kuntar play his first game. So we'll get the stats on him in a moment. But that was your Locker Room Report brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Yeah, let's see what the newest Sabre looked like in terms of his stats tonight. Trevor Kuntar, minus one, 5-12 of ice time, 8 shifts, 1 shot attempt, 1 hit. So, hey, he's out there for a win. So, congratulations to him in his opening game tonight. All right, did Buffalo do anything in the standings? Well, let's see. We got to see what happened elsewhere in the league here. Let's get our drive around the league. It's brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, games are all final now in the NHL tonight. Buffalo and Vancouver was the last one. Here we go. Busy night. Senators beat the Blue Jackets 6-3. Tampa Bay, the biggest total of the night. They score 8 in New Jersey, beat the Devils 8-4. Islanders beat the Ducks 5-2. Overtime win for Vegas in Philadelphia, 3-2 final for the Golden Knights. Also, 3-2 overtime win for the Sharks. They win in Toronto. Shootout victory for Carolina. They win in Washington, 3-2. Montreal, 4-2 winners in Pittsburgh against the Pens. Minnesota beats Dallas, 5-2. Nashville with 7 tonight. They beat the Blues, 7-2. Boston, 6-3 winners in Winnipeg. Edmonton gets a hat trick from Zach Hyman. They beat Detroit, 4-1. Colorado gets 6 goals tonight. Nathan MacKinnon scoring again. They beat Florida, 6-2. And one score from the NFL, Atlanta on a last-second field goal upsets Tampa 29-28. All right, those are your scores. Let's talk about the standings here as Buffalo gets the win. And we will see what that means for the standings here. Hold on, got to hit refresh so Buffalo's point total can update to 30. There we go. 31 games. 13-14-4, 30 points. 2 back of the Senators, 2 back of the Panthers, 7 back of what would be third place in the Atlantic right now. They are 5 points back of Wild Card 2, which is Pittsburgh. So we'll see. 4th road win of the year. 4-9-2 now on the road with their first regulation road win tonight of the season. All right, with that, we're going to say goodnight to our affiliates and goodnight to everybody here across the network, including on our flagship on WGR. We appreciate you listening and staying up very late with us. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Tom Matty is our engineer. And for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, our game announcers, my name is Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. The final from Vancouver again. Buffalo 3, Vancouver 2. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying up late. We will talk to you again Sunday night with the Sabres and the Kraken from Seattle right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.